Hey, Che-Che, it's Shay,
Lissetti,
and Eliana,
here to give you all the buzz.
Happy Pride, everybody. Pride Month is celebrated annually in June to acknowledge the contributions of the LGBTQ+ community and the hardships they've endured. Pride started from the Stonewall Riots in 1969. These were protests by the LGBTQ community against a police raid at the Stonewall Inn. For the one-year anniversary of these riots, bisexual activist Brenda Howard held a march, officially starting the Pride movement. When the Stonewall riots took place, police raids targeting gay and lesbian clubs were very common. Knowing the historical context can make celebrating Pride even more meaningful. If you are part of the LGBTQ+ community or an ally, check out the Pride events in Baltimore this weekend, which include a parade in Station North and a festival at Druid Hill Park. We also have a gender and sexuality alliance at HHA that has been around for over 10 years. It is run by Mr. Plunk and Miss Satterley. See one of them for any more information. We wish you all a happy Pride Month. An important note for our friends in sixth grade leaving for Ecuador this Tuesday. You should not go to the graduation on Tuesday. It is a 30-minute ceremony. That is not worth it. You will not be to the airport on time, which is 3 hours early. The temperatures will peak in the 60s and in the 70s and 80s during our trip, so pack your shorts and shirts. And don't forget your bathing suit. Now to Lissetti.
Hey Hornets, I hope you guys are excited for summer break. I know I am. Today, I'll not only be talking about sports, but also about a debate about AI. Mainly because there aren't really a lot of sports to talk about because it's the end of school. The Hornets sports teams are simmering down, but they did not go out without a good fight. Soccer had their last game at Milton Hershey High School last Tuesday. The boys won 4-2, and the girls went down with a 3-0. I'm still crying myself to sleep, even if we did get sandwiches at the end. The girls' volleyball team ended their year as champions. Congrats to them, and thanks to Ms. Butcher and Mr. Joyner for coaching their winning season. That's it for sports. Sorry it was so short. Moving on, we'll talk about AI, one of the most controversial topics there may be in sixth grade right now. AI is beneficial for its efficiency and its use in healthcare settings and customer support. It's reliable, and its potential for growth is huge. It can do things people alone can't, and half the time they would be able to, if they were able to. And it's even improving lives across the globe. On the contrary, AI is taking more lives than it may be saving. It can cause a loss of creativity and occupations for people, which leads to financial instability. It's using more water than we can afford to use, and poisoning the rest. Not only is it mostly used for things people can do on their own, but it's also contributing to climate change, which is hurtful to us and the world around us. As AI takes up more space, water, and human productivity, we lose our future and the ones after ours. Do the opinions of HHA 6th grade align with these facts? Let's find out. In total, 88 6th graders told us what they thought about AI. 33 students said they thought AI should be used for important purposes, and when it's used correctly, it can be helpful. 32 students chose to side with the belief that AI should not be used at all. Lastly, only 23 of our student grades of our 6th grade students thought that people should have free will when using AI. What do you think? Well, my time is up, but I'll see you next time. Now going to talk about our end of the year arts and entertainment. Bye, Hornets!
Hey, HHA. It's Eliana back again to talk about the arts and entertainment of HHA. All of the arts and entertainment are pretty much wrapped up for the school year, but I'm going to give you an overview of the events that we've had. The middle school is finishing out the school year with their last trip, which was to Guppy Gulch. Everyone had a lot of fun on the trip, and the HHA community gave our thanks to Mr. Cobb for organizing all of LGP this year. Speaking of which, Mr. Cobb announced at the last LGP circle that he will be leaving our school and taking on the post of vice principal at Clay Hill Public Charter School. For reference, that is the school where Mr. Bradbury's wife is principal. Mr. Cobb will be sharing LGP with them, and we wish him well in his new school. In his place as leader of LGP, Ms. Lojo will be leading our circles from here on out. We wish her luck. Multicultural night was great. The Culinary Arts Club made the food, and it was pretty good. One of the favorite food options was the paletas, which came in strawberry or mango flavors, with or without tahini. A huge shout out to Ms. Satterley for making the time to hold Culinary Arts Club, and for all the amazing food. The improv show, hosted by Quinn Schiffer of 8th grade, was great. Remember to join the improv club next year if you're interested, which will be hosted by 6th grade Arlo and Chloe. Although prominent member of the club EJ Fulmer will not be leading the club, he's here to give us some insight on the show last night.
Hi EJ.
Hi Shay.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you come up with the acts at the improv show last night?
Well, a lot of people just, they wanted to share what they wanted to say, like, people wanted to do this act, So they either got accepted into the show or they didn't get accepted into the show.
Okay. How did you feel up on stage?
It wasn't that bad. I actually kind of liked it more than if I wasn't up on stage.
What would you say to people looking to join improv club but are unsure if they should join next year?
Well, it's really, really fun, and don't be afraid to get up on stage because it's really not scary. It's more fun than scary.
Thanks, EJ.
That looks like the end of this Buzz podcast season. For the last time of this school year, this is Shay,
Lucetti,
and Eliana
signing off.
We'll miss you.
Or will we?